ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैस्साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं सामगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनो यस्यान्तं न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः So Arjuna's question was, if a person makes, the 37th verse we asked, if the person has Shraddha, but still, if his efforts are not enough, then in a person of inadequate efforts and being deviated from his living his life of the meditative life. So without having attained jnanam, if a person dies, and what will happen to him? What gati he will attain? That was his question we saw in the previous class. And Krishna answers in 38th verse, kachinno bhaya vibhrashtah chinnabhramiva nashyati apratishto mahabaho modho brahmanapathi yetanme samshayam Krishna चेतुमर्हस्य शेषतः त्वदन्य संशयस्यास्य चेतानह्युपपद्यते श्रीभगवानुवाच पार्थनैवेह नामुत्र विनाशस्तस्य विद्यते न हि कल्याणकृत् कश्चित् दुर्गतिं तात गच्छति सो ऐ सेड् व्हेन् ऐ सॉर्टेड् दिस् वर्स् इट्स् अ वेरी ब्यूटिफुल् वर्स् बिकास् वै इट् इस् ब्यूटिफुल् बिकास् द भगवान् रिवील्स् अ फैक्ट् And it is his assurance given to everybody. E partha na iha na amutra. Neither here nor hereafter, after life or death also. Vinashaha tasya vidyate. Definitely there is no destruction at all for him. Such a person, whoever has fallen from this meditative life, or who has Shraddha but who has not accomplished his end, and such a person's efforts will not go waste, there won't be destruction at all for him. Then he said, Kalyana krit kaschita durgatim nahi gacchati, he tata. O Arjuna, O my child, Kalyanakrit means the doer of good deeds, the performer of good deeds. You know, the person who simply lives the life of dharma. Even Kalyanakrit. Kalyanakrit means the person who lives his life peacefully, quietly in conformity with dharma, without any big, you know, aspiration for him, even then. Kalyanakrit. The one who does good things, good deeds, is a Kalyanakrit. Kaschit Durgatim na gacchati. Never attains. He will never attain an evil end. He never attains evil end. So he will not attain a wrong end, evil end. Which means, what Bhagavan wants to say here is, a Kalyanakrit, or even otherwise, the person will, when he is born again, and he will go through his punya papas. Because his interest in Shastra, which he picked up, he will continue to have that interest. So he'll definitely pick up the thread where he left, and again he will continue he will be committed to this Vedic way of life. Again, he cannot go away from it. The person has already come into this Vedic way of life, he cannot go away from it. Even if he happens to go through a lot of problems in life also, still he will not go away from Shastram. He will be somehow in Shastram, thereby in due course of time, there'll be a time he will enjoy the benefit of this knowledge. He will have this jnana. But Durgatihi, ultimately there's no Durgati for any person who does only good things. So, he's going to make it very clear. Krishna continues. Prapya punyakritam lokan. Prapya punyakritam lokan. Ushitva shashvati samaha. Shuchinam shrimatam gehe. Yoga bhrashto bhijayate. Shuchinam shrimatam gehe. Yoga bhrashto bhijayate. So this person, having lived a life of dharma, but without having attained the jnanam, he passes away. And if he was involved in following religious disciplines, he was religious and he was ethical. He was religious also, even then. What a punya person has earned. Accordingly, there'll be a life next. There's no destruction for him. So Krishna says here, suppose a person has punyam, then punya kritam lokan prapya. So going to the higher worlds, accessible, reachable only for people who have earned punyam through their righteous deeds. As a result of the punyam they have earned through their righteous actions, shashvatihi samaha ushitva. So having lived there for many, many, many years, it means as long as punyam is there, they will live, which it is actually a temporary freedom. Very long holiday. Shashvatihi samaha ushitva. Living there for many years. So ushitva, vasati, that verb's indicable participle is ushitva. Ushitva, vaalndu. Having lived there for many years, then when the punyam gets exhausted, again, the next set of parabdha is ready. And that as a, and even the Parabdha one must have Punyam, that he will be born Abhijayate Yoga Bhrashtaha. The person who has fallen from the yoga, it means the one who has fallen from the yoga means one who has died without having accomplished the jnanam. Such a person, Abhijayate, he'll be born again. He's born again in the family of people who are highly cultured and prosperous. Shuchi nam srimatam gehe yoga brashtaha abhijayate. Which means there's no distinction for him. So that Shuchi nam gehe, because this person is born in a family of the cultured people, so that he will be born in such an atmosphere, such a situation, where he will be able to pick up the thread. He'll be able to continue his studies. In fact, not only Vedanta Shravanam, whatever a person will be born in an atmosphere, in a background, that where he'll be able to fulfill his unresolved desires also. If you had a lot of very strong desires in your previous lives, and you'll be born in a situation where you will be fulfilling your desires. But the desire must be, and then you can't simply fulfill the desire without having worked for it. One must have worked for it. One must have earned a punyam. Even about Ramana, when talking about Ramana Maharshi or Ramakrishna Paramahansa and all, Swamiji used to say, see, people come and tell us, oh, we never saw these people going to the Vedanta school, hiding under any guru. And they were great people. They never had any gurus. They never had any Vedanta. So why should we study Vedanta? How do you say Vedanta Shastra is the Pramanam? Because we never saw them reading books. This is an ordinary doubt asked by many people. And Swamiji used to say, see, when a person, they must have done lot of tapasya. They must have done shravanam, they must have done mananam, they must have worked very hard, they must have lived a very, very disciplined life of austerities. No, but somewhere without having attained moksha, they must have gone. They worked already a lot. They worked for it. They've earned it. So because they must have left like that, but they have attained moksha. At moksha means they won't have come back. The very proof, whoever is born again, assuming a human body, unless it's an avatara, definitely they are born of the karma. And these people must have gone with a very great punyam and very little. To be just to be born, all that they need is just to, the Parabdha is to continue exactly where they left. So they don't need Shastra Shravanam, they don't need Manam, they don't need Nidhya, they don't need anything. They're ready. The minute they're born, all they're very mature, they're prepared. So for them, Jnanam just happens. You see, we cannot compare like that. So Shastra Shravanam is for ordinary people. And such Mahatmas are very rare. So even for them, it is said, they have born here means, whoever is born here, Ajnanam is still there. Take it for granted. But how much they have worked for their maturity, how evolved they are mentally, how refined they are. So even if, no, they must have worked for it. So where they'll pick up exactly where they left. That's why they came and they did not need to study Shastram. And that in Jnanam and went. But still, we do not even know. We cannot say where they have come back, they have not come back. How can we say? We can't say anything. Only from the teachings, the way they lived, we assume, okay, the behavior is like Mahatmas. So we can say that. Because unless we are jnanis, we cannot know who is a jnani. This is another big problem. Anyway, so here Krishna's words. See, we have faith in the words of the Shastram. The Shraddha is very important. And we have, with the faith alone, as faithfully we are reading Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, when Krishna says, we do accept. Krishna says, yoga brashtaha abhijayate. The person who has, yoga brashtaha means the one who has fallen from the yoga means, one who has died without having ascertained his vision or without having attained clarity of vision. Maybe being given to study of the Shastram or being given to the religious disciplines, living a life of Dharma. But as a Purush, with the Purushartha, the person might have lived, but that needs a lot of tapasya and Shraddha. He must have passed away. Bhacha person, definitely he is born again. Shuchi Nam Srimatam Gehe. He must be born in an atmosphere, the family, where he will be able to study. He is born in a very poor family also, sometimes he may not be able to study. And being born rich family also, he may not be able to study. If he is inclined for jnana. But this person, Krishna says, he will be born in the family of people who are highly prosperous and also highly cultured, that he will be able to continue his study, continue his pursuit, and he can accomplish the pursuit. Therefore, there's no destruction. He'll come with a new physical body, that's all.
Athava yoginameva kule bhavati dhimatam. Athava yoginameva kule bhavati dhimatam. Yetaddhi durlabhataram loke janmaya didrusham. Athava yoginameva kule bhavati dhimatam. Yetaddhi durlabhataram loke janmaya didrusham.
Otherwise, athava, such a yoga brashtaha, the person having lived a life enjoined by the Shastram, being committed to the pursuit of knowledge, when a person dies without having attained the jnanam, he says he will be born in the family of people who are prosperous and cultured. Now he says otherwise, athava yoginam eva kule bhavati. Dhimatam yoginam kule eva bhavati. Otherwise he'll be born, no? Bhavati means he comes into existence. He'll be born where? In the family, kule, in the family of dhimatam yoginam. See, yogi here means a sage, a great person, and dhimatam, he'll be born in the family of wise people. Dhimatam yoginam. He'll be born in the family of wise people or family of wise sages. Wise meditators, no? He'll be born in the family of wise people. All the highly evolved, mature, wise people who are like sages. And Krishna says, yetadhi durlabhataram janma. Yad yidrisham janma loke durlabhataram. And such a birth, yidrisham janma. Yidrisham janma, inda madriyana pirappu. Yidrisham janma means the birth, such a birth means the birth being given, having the birth, being born in the family of wise sages, such a birth, which is, you know, that durlabhataram, you know, is really very rare. Durlabham means rare, okay? Difficult to get. Durlabha means difficult to get. Difficult to get such a birth. And here, durlabhataram means what? It is really more difficult, very difficult. To get such a birth is very difficult. It means it's very rare. Such a birth is very, very rare in this world. But it is not impossible. It is possible for a person to be born in the family of wise people, wise sages, even though it is very rare in this world. What Krishna wants to say, there is no destruction. Of course, generally we understand there is nothing is created here, therefore nothing will be destroyed also. That is a law. But apart from that, relatively when we talk about it, oh my God, the person lives his life and he doesn't attain jnanam, he dies and all his efforts have gone wasted. What happens to him? Will he perish? No, it's not the only janma for us. That's why there's never, whatever small good thing you do, it will not go waste. Any tiniest effort you have done, the punyam will be there. Not only enjoy the punyam, sometimes you enjoy now itself. The intention behind what you do, the motive behind what you do, how you do it, the context you do it, for whom you did it, for what you did it, all these things matter. That whatever you do, that there'll be, that nothing will go waste. Any effort you make will not go waste. There'll be samskara. And you'll come back with the samskara. You come back with the punyam. You come back with samskara, you come back with the punyam. For bad things you have done, you come back with the papam also. And then we will be going through that in our lives. Therefore, there's no destruction at all. There's only continuity. Life is a continuous thing. Beginningless, endless cycle. Continuously there'll be life like this. But life of transmigration. You migrate from one mother's womb to another mother's womb and you exhaust what you have in store. Again you accumulate. Again come back. You go before, behind you punya papam comes. That's why kadu varai manavi kadesi varai yaro. That's the verse. What comes with you is nothing comes with you. Only your punya papam will come with you. And then they have to be exhausted in next janma, next janma, next janma. We don't know. But whatever you exhaust, you're only exhausting what you've already accumulated. See, it's amazing, this continuity of life, beginninglessness and endlessness of life, the life being a cycle, is beautifully given our Shastra, mentioned in the Shastra. So there's no destruction. Who is going to die? What is death? Just this physical body will go. Will get disintegrated. Again, there's no destruction, disintegrated. The person who is in this body, who enjoys his, who lives here with identity, with his body, will lose his identity. Next, again, we cannot be related to, because we can't have any interaction. There's only pain. Otherwise, there is no destruction at all. So, that's why Krishna says there's no destruction. To make it very clear, this person will be born again. And in the punyam is so great, he will spend really great efforts and he will be born even. No, dhimatam eva kule, even he'll be born straight away. Not even rich, in the rich background, not even the people of cultured people where he can learn. No, he'll be straight away born into the family of wise people, wise sages. You know, so that he can get everything. Doesn't need to go to anywhere else for jnanam, where he can have in the very family itself. Even now we have some people calling themselves. There are people who say that they come from Swayamacharya families. Swayamacharya family. So father would have been an acharya. Again son becomes an acharya. Grandfather would have been an acharya. Sometimes they don't go to other people to learn. Who do we learn from everything? Who is a guru? My father, my grandfather. Okay, they know. It's called Hach people called, the Hach families are called Swayamacharya families. Even today, some people tell me, I come from Swayamacharya family. When I was in Coimbatore many, many years ago, I brought a Nayangar boy who was we brought him from somewhere, we appointed him in a trust to teach Sanskritam. So I was also studying for Shiromani exams and all that time. And I asked him, and he is a Vaishnava, but still he says, no, I come from Swayamacharya family. His father is not a scholar anymore, but still that the name is there. Swayamacharya family means they learn from their grandparents and like that. So, either because of Punyam, Srimatam, not only Srimatam, Suchinam, Gehe, even Yoginameva Dhimatam Kule, Dhimatam Yoginameva Kule Bhavati, it is possible for a person keeping with the preparedness and Punyam, he may be born straight away into the family of great wise people, where he can pick, where he learn, he can learn easily. Katin Jnanam. But it is not an easy thing to not to have so much of Punyam that to be born in the family of wise people. Not an easy joke. Such a thing is Durlabham, it's difficult to get. Durlabhattaram, it is very, very rare. Such a birth is very rare in this world. That's what Krishna says here. Tatra tam buddhi sanyogam labhate paurva dehikam. It's all very important, no? We want to understand. Tatra tam buddhi sanyogam labhate paurva dehikam yatate chatato bhoyaha samsiddhau kuru nandana tat tam buddhi sanyogam labhate paurva dehikam yatate chatato bhoyaha samsiddhau kuru nandana. So Krishna says tatra tam buddhi sanyogam labhate. So being born there in such background, family background, this person, Yoga Bhratta, who is born again in a given, with a given appropriate background, there what happens there? Labhate means again he attains. He attains what now? Buddhi sanyogam. See, sanyogaha means association. Association with what? Buddhi. The word buddhi means knowledge. This person being born in a given background, you know, attains association with knowledge again. It means he doesn't go away from knowledge. Again, he attains association with knowledge. Buddhi sanyogam labhate. Jnanathodu thodarbai avanukku erpadugirathu. He attains the association with knowledge. With what? With knowledge of this truth. He attains association with his commitment to the pursuit of knowledge. And he picks up the, whatever he is inclined. He has that. And this buddhi sayogam, this association with knowledge which he attains now, it is not something new. Very important to understand. Paurva dehikam. The association with that knowledge is from what? Paurva dehikam. Associated with his previous body. Okay? A previous life. Paurva dehikam, which belongs to what now? The previous. Purva deha sambandham. Purva deha sambandham is called Paurva Dehikam. Purva Deha. Purvasya Purvasmin Janmani. No, Jat Sarirasya Sambandham. Deha Sambandham. So, this interest he picks up now, when this mind was in and previously, it was associated with another body. And being in that body, he was given to study of the Shastram and all that. And that inclination he has picked up. So in keeping with the inclination, what he has picked up from his previous life. Paurva Dehika means so the previous life, picked up from previous life. Previous life. Deha means not the body, even though it means body, it means with picked up from previous life. That is why interest in music, interest in arts, interest in ear for music, the arts, dance or anything, you know, certain type of cooking, anything, everything one must pick up interest from previous lives. Suddenly a person cannot have interest. Even some people don't even learn music, but they love to listen to music. Some people love to learn, sing music. People love to sing, but they try to sing, but they're not able to sing. There are some people who just listen once, they sing. How is it possible? And we have great legends singing. How is it possible for them the throat moves like this? It's all because Janmantra Samskaraha. Janmantra Samskaraha means the inclination, the picked up from, developed from, earned through many previous lives. Now, because they must have worked and worked and worked and worked, that they become so refined in a given field and they excel in their field. Even scientists, we don't get overnight scientists. Why are they interested in knowing those things? And how they contribute? The research. They must have involved in some research work and they must have stopped or they must have gone. Yoga Brashta in research. Research Brashtaha. In whatever field they have been working, if they died, with a deep interest, they must have worked very hard, they died. And they pick up that interest again. So nobody can pick up suddenly something. Whatever interest they have, all that interest is basically picked up from their previous lives. Paurva Dehikam. That's what is... It means, so, Paurva Dehikam Buddhi Sanyogam Tam Buddhi Sanyogam Tatra Labhate. This person attains association with that knowledge. You know, knowledge which, the knowledge belonging to the previous, you know, picked up from previous life. Continued from previous life. Thereafter, Tataha, and having picked up that interest in what he was pursuing before in the previous life, but he doesn't know, oh, I had interest already in the previous life, without knowing that the person who associates himself with the knowledge, he doesn't know that he had interest in the previous life. But he simply picks up, that's all. So, tataha, thereafter, there onwards, bhuyaha samsiddhau yatate. Samsiddhau, again, he makes efforts, further efforts for success in terms of moksha. Samsiddhau. For samsiddhyartham. So, for the attainment of success in terms of moksha, Bhuyaha again, or more. Bhuyaha means more. Bhuyaha also means again. Again, he makes more efforts. Bhuyaha yatate. So he continues his efforts. So the effort stopped after the death. Again is continued in the next life, but without knowing that I was associated with this pursuit before. He picks up. Even for all of you, interest in Gita doesn't come overnight. Somewhere you must have touched it and you are continuing now. So, Samsiddhau, hey Kurunandana, O son of, the one comes in the Kuru clan, hey Arjuna, this person definitely attains association with that knowledge which belongs to the previous life. I mean, which he picked up from previous life. And thereby, there onwards, he makes efforts. He strives more and more again for the attainment of moksha. Samsiddhi here means moksha. The freedom. which means his commitment to the pursuit of knowledge doesn't get given up. It's not given away. It's continued. Once the knowledge commitment to the pursuit of knowledge is there, one purusharth nischaya is there, and this you make all possible efforts for the attainment of jnanam for moksha, and that efforts, those whatever all those efforts in any life, those efforts are not fulfilled. Those efforts do not go waste. The effort, whatever efforts you make, but until you attain jnanam, there will be continuous efforts. The efforts will be continuous. How long? Until one attains jnanam. Until one attains moksha. So, there are so many janmas. So, Shastra makes it very clear. The expression paurva dehikam makes this fact very clear. Between the previous janma and this janma, and between the janma before and the other janma, between all the janmas, body alone is physical body that we are endowed with is different. But the antahkaranam is not different. The same antahkaranam continues. The same antahkaranam continues to be here. Physical body is different. Antahkaranam is not different. So when the death happens, what gets disintegrated is only the physical body gets disintegrated. So the mind, nothing happens to the mind. The mind continues to survive. When you say mind, the entire sukshma shariram, all the subtle aspects which indwell the gross physical body do not die. That is why when we talk about the punyam, we talk about the discriminative understanding, we talk about the dispassion. All these are where? All these are in the part of the sukshma only, mind only. So the immature mind or the mature mind or little mature mind, more mature mind, the most, however is refined, the degree of refinement may vary from person to person. So all these minds, they travel. Then it assumes another physical body. So the mind, for this mind, even though the mind is already the mature mind or immature mind, a total, highly refined mind or evolved mind, however it is, evolved or unevolved, cultured, uncultured, civilized, uncivilized, mature, immature, however is the mind. And when the mind assumes another body, and when the body is young, okay, when the body is baby's body or a very young body, that time, this antahkaranam, the mind, it is not possible for the mind to express itself. Okay, the body has to grow. When the body grows into, an adult's body, from definitely a teenager's body and the youth body, then the mind which is highly evolved or spiritually inclined, the mature mind, then gradually starts blooming. It expresses itself. That is why it is said the mother, the parents are only of the physical body. Mother only delivers. Mother has the body growing in her womb. and she delivers the body. Mother delivers only the physical body. But the mind of the child is not delivered by the mother. So mother gives birth to the physical body. But the child already has his or her own mind, with its own samskaras, vasanas, its own inclinations. And this is the fact that all the children, this is why when parents have many children in the family, all the children, the physical resemblance may be there. Okay? They resemble. Sometimes the resemblance is possible. But the interest will be different sometimes. The inclination will be different. Sometimes even the parents may not be spiritually inclined, the children may be inclined. Sometimes. So the difference in interests. Sometimes similar interests also is possible. But difference in interests, because the minds are different. Already the mind comes already prepared. No mother can take ownership of the mind as, no, you are my child. Yes, physically you are one is child. That is, the child has... Child comes with one's own prarabdha karma. So child is only born through the mother, not of the mother. You know, it's very important for us to understand. Once you know, we have to, that's why you can do our duties towards our children as parents. As a duty means what? No, you live dharma, be a role model of dharma, teach dharma, give all love and warmth and care what you enjoy from your parents. So, and be there. No, that's the dharma. But we have no control over the mind. Completely we have no control. We have to be very careful in handling. How you are a different individual, the child is a different individual. As a child, physically the child is very young, then he will listen, he or she will listen. As they grow older and older, completely adult, and they have their own mind expressing itself totally. This is very important for young mothers to understand the children, to be accommodative of their sometimes intolerable behavior or difficult, you know, things very difficult, but still the parabdha, isn't it? That's why we have the child. As my child, the mind is, why this mind didn't go anywhere else? The mind comes to this body, which is going in my stomach, my womb, the parabdha. So we are, this why we prasadam, anything which comes is prasadam only. So we deal, we only give love and warmth and care, we do our duties, and anything intolerable thing, take a prasadam, we have to handle. This is a side note for this verse, okay? What I want to say, the mind is not new. The old mind comes in a different body. But this, the mind, what all inclinations it has, what all interests it has, there's a time it starts blooming. It has to wait for the body to grow enough. Only then it will start expressing itself. Even though maturity may be there, mature mind may be there, but it has to wait for the body to be adequately grown to express itself. So, the child has, suppose, any different interests in music, etc., or spiritual genius. So, how do we understand that? So, we understand only from what the child is inclined to do or to enjoy, to eat, in everything we make out. So, it's all picked up from the previous life. So, what all the samskaras, the vasanas, the child picks up, and that is there in the sukshma. And that gets again expressed when a new body is assumed. So, Paurva Dehikam Buddhi Sanyogam Labhate. Purvabhyasena te naiva hriyate hyavashopi saha purvabhyasena te naiva hriyate hyavashopi saha jignyasurapi yogasya Shabda Brahmati Vartate Purva Bhyasena Te Naiva Hriyate Hyavashopi Saha Jignya Surapi Yogasya Shabda Brahmati Vartate Purvabhyasena te naiva hriyate hyavashopi saha jignyasurapi yogasya jignyasurapi yogasya shabda brahmati vartate. So, jignyasuhu api, there the word api comes. Also, avashaha api, first also api comes. Purvabhyasena tenaiva hriyate Hyavashaha api, hi avashaha api saha. See, saha means that person, the individual, no, that antahkaranam, the essence with the antahkarana, the inclinations. Saha, avashaha, that individual, avashaha api, he avashaha api. Avashaha means what here? Even if the person has no will, no willingness. Avashaha, without willingness, any willingness also, that person, even if he is not, there's no willingness on his part, still that person, hriyate. No, hriyate is a passive verb. No, he is attracted. Attracted towards the pursuit of knowledge. Even if the person does not, even if there's no willingness on the person, the part of the person, still that person is attracted towards the pursuit of knowledge. Attracted towards yoga. Saha avashaha api ह्रियते सह मीन्स व्हाट दैट पर्सन who was before spiritually inclined, who was given to the pursuit of knowledge, or who was, you know, being, who was being given to the study of the scripture, etc., that person, when he is born again, assuming a new body, and when he is, as he is growing, even if there is no willingness on his part, somehow that person is attracted towards this pursuit of knowledge. अवशः अपि सः ह्रियते हौ तेन एव पूर्व अभ्यासेन तेन एव पूर्व अभ्यासेन प्योरली बिकॉज ऑफ हिज यू नो द प्रीवियस प्रैक्टिस पूर्व अभ्यासः प्योरली बिकॉज ऑफ हिज तेन एव पूर्व अभ्यासेन बिकॉज ऑफ हिज पास्ट लाइफ पूर्वाभ्यास मीन्स वॉट एवर इट इज बिकॉज ऑफ हिज प्रैक्टिस ऑफ प्रीवियस हाउ ही लिव्ड हिज लाइफ प्रीवियसली नो दैट वॉज हिज प्रैक्टिस प्योरली बिकॉज ऑफ हिज प्रीवियस लाइफ और प्रैक्टिस नो द वे ऑफ लाइफ ही वॉज गिवन इन हिज प्रीवियस लाइफ So because of the previous practice, purva abhyasena tena eva, this purely because of his previous practice, he is attracted towards the pursuit of knowledge or yoga, even if there is no willingness on his part now. And then, yogasya jignasuhu, योगस्य जिज्ञासुः जिज्ञासुः मीन्स जिज्ञासुः अपि दो दिस पर्सन इज वेरी यू नो इज हाईली डिजायरस ऑफ नोइंग Highly jignasuhu, highly inquisitive, curious, you know, a student who wants to know. Even though jignasuhu yogas, even though he wants to be, he wants to know, he wants to attain the knowledge. Even though he is the one who is desirous of yoga, attainment of yoga, still, ativartate, shabda brahma ativartate. Shabda brahma means shabda Brahma here means karma kanda of the Veda. Shabda Brahma means Veda Shastram. Veda's another name for Veda is Shabda Brahma. You know, there's so many words used to mean Veda. One of the words is Shabda Brahma. And the Shabda Brahma here does not mean the entire Veda. Even though the entire Veda is meant by the word Shabda Brahma, here the word Shabda Brahma means karma kanda of the Veda. शब्द ब्रह्म अतिवर्तते अतिवर्तते मीन्स सी वर्तते मीन्स एग्जिस्ट्स बट अतिवर्तते मीन्स गोस इट मीन्स ही गोस बियॉन्ड द कर्मकांड ऑफ द वेद विच मीन्स ही जस्ट लीव्स द कर्मकांड पार्ट ऑफ द वेद एंड ही इज मोर इंटरेस्ट ओनली इन स्टडींग द वेदांत शास्त्र There is no interest for him, naturally there is no interest for him in Karmakanda of the Veda, even though he respects it. So as a Jignasu, he omits the Karmakanda portion, he has no interest in what is there in Karmakanda, but he is very much interested in Jnanakanda. So Shabda Brahma Ativartate, he leaves aside the Karmakanda portion, he goes beyond it, and he takes to study of the Jnanakanda portion of the Veda. Why? Because he is Jigyasu. How does he become Jigyasu? Because Purvabhyasena Teneva Kriyate. Because he is attracted towards the pursuit of knowledge because of his samskara he had in the previous life. It's all beautiful verses. Purva Abhyasena Yeva Tena Yeva Na Sahriyate. You know, Shvedanta Shastram Harati. No, it grabs him. He's grabbed away, you know, towards this, to this study of the Vedanta Shastram, skipping the Karmakanda portion. Why? Because of his pre-Janmantra Samskara. Because of his previous practice. So, Purvabhyasena Tenaiva Kriyate Hyavashopi Saha Jignyasurapi Yogasya Shabda Brahmati Vartate. No, it is very important verse for all of us also. You know why? When we are studying sometimes, people get tired. No, how long? Somewhere some lack of preparedness or interest is there, inclination is there. Oh, I've been listening. Nothing is happening for me. Because somewhere some patibandha in the mind stops. But I tell you, all the efforts you make now will not go waste. How much are you work very hard? You will definitely 100% be sure, like you, nobody can destroy your mind. Your mind will continue to be there and you are going to be with your mind. You leave the body here like old clothes and you will continue with your own mind. Your mind will dissolve when you yourself discover your Swarupam. Isn't it? So when you see, the mind will resolve, and until then, the mind will continue. So even if knowledge doesn't take, even if the assimilation doesn't take place in this Janma, all the efforts will not go waste. It will, you will pick up and you will definitely benefit at least in next Janma. If you don't start now, you have to start in some Janma. When, how, we don't know. You have started, you are continuing. You can end it here itself. If you happen not to fulfill it, then don't worry. You will continue and accomplish in other Janma. So the person, for somebody to see, to be exposed to the Shastra teaching, and then this person has no, even if he is born in such a background, where the Vaidika's background, he can be interested in Karmakanda also. He can be interested in performing rituals and pujas. There are some people not all interested. But a Vedanti should know how to validate everything. You should never underestimate everything. I may not need it. A Vedanti may not need Karmakanda, may not need pujas and etc. But he should know how to validate everything. So that without underestimating, I don't need it because I don't need it. That's all. I can leave and go. So that is very important. So he says, Shabda Brahma Ativartate means this person even skips the Karmakanda portion. He goes beyond Karmakanda, and he becomes a Jignyasu, as the one who is very, you know, the burning thirst for knowledge. He will be given to, is drawn towards the pursuit of knowledge only. See, forcefully we can bring about revolution, isn't it? We can bring about revolution forcefully. But evolution has to happen naturally. We cannot do it. Evolution has to happen naturally.
Prayatnadyatamanastu yogi samshuddha kilbishaha. Prayatnadyatamanastu yogi samshuddha kilbishaha. Aneka janma samsiddhaha tato yati param gatim. Prayatnadyatamanastu yogi samshuddha kilbishaha. Aneka janma samsiddhaha tato yati param gatim.
I'm repeating so that you also learn the verses correctly.
Prayatnadyatamanastu yogi samshuddha kilbishaha. Aneka janma samsiddhaha tato yati param gatim.
So, this person, being drawn towards the pursuit of knowledge, because of his previous life's association with the knowledge, because of his previous inclinations and practices, when he continues, then prayatnad yatamanaha tu yogi. So here the yogi is the one who is given to the pursuit of knowledge, who is committed to the pursuit of knowledge. Knowing its value, such a person, yatamanaha means as the one who is, as a person of constant efforts. Yatamanaha means the person of constant efforts, or constantly making efforts, striving. Prayatnat, so yatamanaha also means making efforts, as a person of efforts. Prayatnat, by his efforts, as a person who is given to these constant efforts, making efforts, prayatnat, which means by his diligent efforts. So constantly making efforts, by his diligent efforts, prayatnat, this yogi is the person of purushartha nischaya, who is committed to this pursuit, a spiritual aspirant. Aneka janma samsiddhaha samshuddha kilbishaha. Samshuddha kilbishaha. He is samshuddha kilbisham. Kilbisham means impurity. Samshuddha means who is freed, who is clean now, who is purified of impurities. It means who is free from impurities, who has got himself cleansed of the impurities. Samshuddha kilbishaha, who is mentally pure, who is mentally adequately pure. Samshuddha kilbishaha. And how does he become mentally pure? How does he become free from impurities? Aneka janma samsiddhaha. He has attained his mental freedom from impurities, not overnight. Aneka janma samsiddhaha. Through many lives, through many births, birth after birth after birth after birth, life after life after life after life, through many births, going through many lives, through many, in many bodies, he has become what? Refined. Samsiddhaha. Samsiddhaha means who is mentally refined. emotionally refined. He has earned his emotional refinement through many births, through going through many lives. Thereby, who is free from impurities? So, aneka janma samsiddha samshuddha kilbishaha. This person, at last, what happens? He attains this jnanam. Thereby, what now? Param gatim yati. Tataha param gatim yati. Thereby, param gatim yati. You know what is paragatihi? The absolute end is paragatihi. The gati, the end reaching which no more continuity. After reaching which the journey of life comes to an end. That is called paragatihi. If the journey continues, it is aparagati. It ends, it is paragatihi. Paragatihi, the absolute end. This, in terms of moksha, this person attains. He discovers freedom while living. Param gatim yati. In this one life, how whoever attains paragatihi in a given life, don't think is the first life this person attains moksha. To attain paragati in a given life, this person must have, this is the proof. Param gatim yati, because he is samshuddha kilbishaha. He is absolutely free from all impurities. He is absolutely free from all impurities. And how did it happen? Because become refined and refined and refined. How? Aneka janma samsiddha. Going through many lives, have been going through many births, and this in every life he has been making efforts. No. Yata prayat yatamanaha prayatnad yatamanaha. See, the two verbs are used. See, in yatna also the root is yat. Prayatnat also yatna is there. Pra is the prefix. Prayatnat. By his prakarshayat yatnaha. By his constant, consistent, continuous efforts, yatamanaha, repeatedly striving, making efforts diligently, this person, in due course of time, what happens? He becomes refined. So, mental refinement does not take place in one janma. Going through many lives, the person becomes more and more and more refined. As a refined person, as a mature person, and is when the person becomes absolutely free from impurities, then he accomplishes this absolute end called moksha. So, manapakvam does not take place in one janma. You know, it happens gradually. Tataha param gatim yati prayatnadyatamanastu yogi samshuddha kilbishaha. Aneka janma samsiddha tato yati param gatim. That's why we say we have to understand how important it is to make the best use of our willpower. We can't take everything as vidhi, vidhi, vidhi. Even though vidhi is there, fate is there. Now, what is odd with Parabdha is there. Still, mati, we can use our mati, you know, to be victors over vidhi. Which means we have to make the best use of our willpower to be able to live a life of, to live a life of dharma and even to pursue our jnanam. So the mental refinement, so degree of refinement, you know, a person has, you know, is purely based on how much a person is committed to live a life of dharma. Okay, your ethical life will be the scale to measure your mental refinement. How sharp you are, how stable you are, how refined you are, you know. So the refinement is what? In being pure minded means we are refined. Pure means the more you are able to manage your emotions, you are more refined. If you don't need to manage, you have resolved all your emotions for good, you are absolutely pure, you are absolutely refined minded. Absolutely mature person as a jnani. This is simultaneous here, isn't it? So it's aneka janma samsiddha samshuddha kilbishaha. So all his impurities are gone because of his consciously living a life of dharma. Many janmas. And at last, when he attains jnanam, he is absolutely free from impurities. So dharma helps you manage your emotions. Then you are relatively refined. In jnanam, when you are able to resolve all emotions, you are absolutely refined. What can help a person to be refined? Living a life of dharma will help you have relative refinement. And attainment of jnanam will help you have absolute refinement. That is why it is very important for one to use the willpower to be able to live a life of dharma. And for a person to should know the value of dharma, one should know the value of knowledge. That's why Purusharth Nischaya counts a lot. We know Purusharth Nischaya means there's no way of working for your emotional refinement, mental refinement. So Purusharth Nischaya, commitment to the pursuit of knowledge, knowledge of value of dharma will help you commit yourself to level of dharma. When you can make the best use of your will, then your mental refinement is taken care of. And you live is not an easy thing. That's why aneka janma samsiddha. So Krishna in this verse, by way of answering Arjuna's question, what happens to a person, you know, yoga brashtaha, who falls from this yoga in the pursuit of knowledge, he dies without accomplishing jnanam, what happens to him? And Arjuna asked, by way of answering Arjuna's question, Krishna makes it very clear, the mind is something which is indestructible. Antakaranam cannot be destroyed. Antakaranam continues to be there. How you were before, now how you are, there's a refinement. Even after assuming the body as you're growing in this physical form, there is a growth. No, your understanding changes. Your perception changes. You grow. You are not raw as you were when you were 10. We are mature now. This maturity happens. So you go through. So maturity happens. No? So in this, my mind, the immature mind becomes mature mind. If it's absolutely mature, attains jnanam, a person is jivan muktaha, he is absolutely mature minded even now. But that's a mind which goes, doesn't need to come back. So whose mind doesn't come back? The jnani's mind is absolutely refined mind, absolutely pure mind, absolutely mature mind. It cannot become refined anymore. It has reached its zenith of its maturity, finished. A complete, totally refined mind There's no need for the mind to come back. So it will resolve for good. A Jnani's mind is a totally mature mind. So even little refinement is required, it will come back. Come back. That's why it is said, the mind is indestructible. Body gets disintegrated and mind travels. So, aneka janma samsiddha. So, having become refined and refined and refined by going through many lives, many bodies, and being absolutely free from impurities in one janma, then param gatim yati attains the absolute end in terms of moksha. Therefore, he says, Krishna says here, tapasvibhyo dhiko yogi jnanibhyopi matodhikaha karmibhyaschadhiko yogi tasmad yogi bhavarjuna. He Arjuna, may you become a yogi. So what does Krishna mean by saying yogi? No, it's another important verse. Of course, every verse is important here. We'll read this verse next class. Okay? We'll see this verse next class. So, Krishna also makes it very clear. Your birth, where you are born, who your parents are, what's your cultural background, what is your other background, everything is determined by your Parabdha Karma Phala. So, it is the righteous deeds, it is the punyam you earned, it is the Parabdha Karma Phala. And especially, seriously, whatever pursuits you had in your previous life, and you continue there. You continue. I used to think there are many young boys in Coimbatore who are all car racers. No? They're worldwide, they're known for their cars, car racers. So much passion for racing. And a few boys I know very well, young boys. And they also win medals and they're very worldwide known. And who rode the first Formula car and all that. We have, if we go all petrol bunks, we have these pictures of our own boys. I know them, families very well. And how do they become that such a, and they're born rich families also. Where they can get, then you can ride these cars. Which means, without samskara, suddenly one cannot pick up interest in driving and then going for race and winning and then all about the car and then, how? They must have been interested in those things in previous lives also. It not only Vedanta Jnanam, whether it is music or art or anything. So whatever you are interested now in, we are very serious about interested, you have great passion for anything, that you pick up from your previous janma. That you must have picked up from your other previous janma. That is made very clear. Therefore, continuity of life is 100% confirmed. Body alone goes, you come back with your own mind. And you have again new parents to have a new body. You need parents' help to have a new body. And even to have that body to be in, and everything, the birth itself is determined by parabdha karma phalam in conformity with your punya. Parabdha means inclinations also, interests. So Krishna's teaching is what? Kalyana krit kaschit he tata durgatim na gacchati. There is no such a thing called destruction at all for anybody, and no the person who is a doer of good, a performer of good deeds, will not perish, will not have an evil end. So all of us have definitely ultimately good ends. So let me conclude the class with this good lesson today. This is a great assurance for all of us. Bhagavan's words of assurance for all of us. For every one of us. No durgati for us. Okay, sleep with a good thought today. No durgati for us. Beautiful. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.